Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
It's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your style and colour questions. And today's question I got from Chi, who was asking me, how do I create my own figure flattery guidelines when I've got to take into consideration my body shape, my body proportions, and my body variations? So the thing we want to think about is what matters most to us and understand what these three different parts of what I call the body equation really mean and how they actually impact on the choices you're making about clothing. So the first one, body shape. So this is the silhouette of you as you are standing pretty much facing a mirror, as you know, looking at you front on the whole. So what does body shape tell us? So body shape tells us where to put horizontal lines, which either balance or broaden, where to put vertical lines that lengthen and elongate, and where to add detail to draw attention, where to keep plain and boring and free of detail, and the overall silhouette of the garments. Do you want that fit and flare shape, or do you need a straighter shape? Do you need to create balance and broadening at one part of your body? Say if you are an A shape or a pear shape, you'll want to add horizontal details across your shoulders and upper body. Versus if you are a V shape, which is the opposite of the A shape, you'll want to add that broadening horizontals down on your hips and thighs. But other than that, that is really what body shape tells us. So it tells us overall silhouette, where to put horizontals and where to put verticals, where to draw attention and add detail to draw a creative focus, and where to keep plain and free of detail. Then we have our body proportions. So body proportions are our vertical body shape. They are how long or short the different areas of our body are. And so whether we have shorter legs or longer legs, a longer body or a shorter body. Maybe we have a fairly balanced body, but it's shorter through the middle and longer on the top and the bottom. There's all sorts of different versions of our body proportions. And what body proportions tell us is the lengths of garments, where to have the hems. Body shape doesn't tell us where to have hems. It just tells us a bit of other information, but it doesn't tell us 100% where to put our hems. This is what body proportions do. So if we have longer legs, we can have longer tops, longer sleeves, longer necklaces, longer jackets, versus if we have a shorter legs, then we want shorter hems, you know, shorter skirts, shorter tops, shorter sleeves, shorter necklaces. So really, the body proportions tell us kind of, do we want longer garments? So is a midi skirt good for me, or am I better with a on the knee or just above the knee skirt? That is a question for body proportions, less so than body shape. Should I end tops down on my thighs, or should I have them up at my waist? Again, another question for body proportions. So that's really where body proportions come into this body equation. So we've got our body shape plus our body proportions. And then the third thing is our body variations. So what's a body variation anyway, you are asking? So this is all the other bits and pieces of us that we may, you know, feel we need to kind of camouflage, or we don't want to draw attention to. Everything's an asset. It's just some assets we don't necessarily want to make the focus of our outfit. So they can be anything from a very long neck to a very short neck to a wide neck to fuller upper arms to fuller calves to a bit of a pot belly to a large bust or small bust to thicker ankles. All those sorts of things come in as body variations. Now, they may sometimes have an impact on body shape, such as a large bust can make your waist shorter. So it gives you the illusion of a shorter waist than maybe you have. So it can make your body appear a bit shorter than it is, because by the time you get out and then come back in again, it's taken up more space on your torso. So this is where body variations, depending on what they are, can impact on the body shape and body proportions. But otherwise, they're often just like the added extras as such. And so with body variations, we may want to highlight them or we may want to distract from them. And this is where we can use our illusion tools. So I always think one of the things I'm doing is trying to teach you how to be a magician with clothing. So what are the tools of the magician? We have line, and that is one of our illusory tools. So how to create an illusion. So we've got line and design. We've got verticals, horizontals, curved lines, diagonal lines. And then we also have scale. So this is it's what's known as the Ebbinghaus illusion. It's how large you put something next to something else creates the illusion of something appearing larger or smaller. So this is why, you know, for anybody who's been following me for some time knows I have often worn large scale necklaces, particularly before I had a breast reduction. And that was because those large scale necklaces made my bust appear a bit smaller. They also drew attention away from my bust. And up into the décolletage rather than at my bust being the focal point of an outfit, because that is something I didn't want. So this is where we can use those illusion things, those illusion toolkits. We can use color as well. Lighter colors advance, darker colors recede, brighter colors advance, more muted and gray down colors recede. These are all different things we have in our illusion toolkit. And this is where, when we are deciding on a body variation, do I want to make an area look larger or smaller? So if I've got something that maybe I've got very, very slim arms, maybe what I want to do is make them appear a little fuller. Or maybe I have a wide neck, maybe I want to make it look less apparent. Whatever that thing is, we can use these illusion tools to flatter that area. So it's putting together that body shape, the overall silhouette, where the overall verticals and horizontals are, where the overall detail may be. But then adding in the proportions, how long my garments are, should I have long skirts, short skirts, am I good with cropped pants, or do I need a full length pant? Is a high heel better for me? And I never say you have to wear a high heel. There's other ways of doing the illusions with making legs look longer without having to wear high heels. But they can give you a broader variety of clothing styles if that is something that you are happy or enjoy wearing as well. And then we have those body variations, the extra bits and pieces. And I know some people who want to play up their bust. They want to make their bust appear larger. So there's things we can do to do that. We can use curved lines. We can do all sorts of other things to create the illusion. So this is where it's deciding all those bits and pieces. When we're putting them together, then what we also have to decide is what is the most important thing for us? What bothers us the most? What bothers us the least? We may have something about our body shape that we really just don't care about. It doesn't matter to us. Versus there may be something about a body variation that really matters to us and we really care about, making it less apparent. And this is where one of those things, like I've had with body variations with clients, I've had petite clients who say, I don't mind being short, really doesn't bother me. I don't really want to look taller. So we don't have to take that into consideration versus someone who is petite and says, I really would love to look taller. What can I do to make my legs look longer? Then we're going to use all our toolkit. We'll use vertical lines. We'll use columns of color. We'll use all sorts of different things in our illusion toolkit to actually create the illusion that they are after. So really what we're thinking about is, what are the three different things? What are the different parts of our body, that we want to camouflage or make less apparent? And then, of course, we have to decide on where are our focal points. Because when we think about the magician, we have the magic trick that's happening here, but there's also the distraction that's happening over here. So if you're not distracted, you'll notice the trick. So this is where we have to then decide, where are those focal points going to be? What am I actually going to draw attention to? And knowing that we want to put a focal point in an area of our body that we are happy for people to notice, that we are happy to draw attention to. And for most people, I say put a focal point in your portrait area. This is why you'll always see me wearing some sort of earrings or necklace, or today I've got a brooch on. There'll always be something in this portrait area that creates a focal point for the eye to rest upon, because that means you're not noticing necessarily all the other things I'm doing in my outfit to draw your attention away from those areas. So they are really the kind of crux of the body equation. We have to put those things together. We have to make decisions, because sometimes you might have a proportional recommendation that's different from a body shape recommendation. And we have to decide, okay, well, what happens if I do this versus this? What's the impact? If I have a body variation, you know, sometimes we can have something like, you might be an A shape with a very large bust. That can actually make you look sometimes less A shaped than if you have a small bust. So these are all things we have to bring in and then do. Do I want to make my bust look larger or smaller? Do I want to draw attention? What are the other things we are doing? And of course, even things like hairstyles come into this. This is where it's like, if you have a very long neck and sloping shoulders and you're an A shape, you really need to wear a collar or something and add horizontal details here, because there's otherwise a lot of space and it can make it you look very bottom heavy. Versus if you have longer hair, we're not going to notice that in the same way. So there's all sorts of things that come into what we notice, what is more apparent, how we are adding in, you know, adding those different elements of that body equation together to make your own set of figure flattery guidelines. And this is why, remember that everything is just a guideline. There is no hard and fast rules. It's about you, your preferences, what matters to you, rather than some strict set of rules of what you can and can't do. And of course, I always think that it doesn't matter how flattering the garments are. If you don't love them, if the pattern is not you, or there's something about them that you just go, oh, it's a bit, don't really love it. It's not really exciting for me. It doesn't speak to who I am as a person. It's still not going to make you feel as good or as confident as when you are expressing your personality through your clothes. So we have to always overlay that on top. It's, you know, my personality, my colouring, my figure flattery, my body equation guidelines. We need to put all these pieces together to create your own personal style guidelines. So the body equation, it's just part of it. We want to think about all these different things. And this is what I teach in my 7 Steps to Style program as well, if you are interested in learning this. And it's no wonder you may have struggled. It's because this is stuff that's not taught in school. Fashion magazines don't tell us. And we certainly are not learning it usually growing up anywhere else, unless we're really, really lucky to have someone who has incredible style and knowledge about how it actually works in our lives. Most of us, this is all new information. And this is why it's so easy to get a wardrobe full of clothes where everything's a bit meh, you know, it's not really great. And it's because we don't really know what we're after. We haven't actually understood our personality. We haven't understood what works for our unique body, because we're all unique humans. We may not kind of work out our colouring and contrasts and all those sorts of things, all these different parts that we have to put together, which is all part of that style puzzle, which is what I help you with. So I hope this has given you a little bit more insight about putting just those body equation, those three aspects of your body shape, body proportions and body variations together. And then that's creating your own set of figure flattery guidelines. Then we want to lay on top of that, you know, what sort of prints and patterns do I like? What sort of fabrics do I like? What sort of, you know, details and accessories do I like? All these things still have to come in to that information for us to actually end up choosing the right garments for us. But thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.